This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Every summer in Boise, a group of athletes gather together for some exercise, mental strategy, and camaraderie. They're playing rugby with wheelchairs. Samantha Wright reports on this unique sport.
Walk into the gym of the Fort Boise Community Center on a Thursday night, and you'll see eight people in specially made metal wheelchairs slamming into each other. This is murder ball, also known as wheelchair rugby. Two teams of four players try to carry the ball on their knees into the end zone. Some team members have spinal cord injuries, amputations, multiple sclerosis, but there's only one criterion they have to meet to be on the team.
You have to have disability in three or four limbs to be able to play.
That's Spencer Larimore, the heart of the Boise Bombers team. He started playing the sport in 2008 in Texas. When he came home to Boise 8 years ago, he started recruiting players at the rehab center at the YMCA, like Megan Zusny. Spencer talked her into playing for just one game. Megan didn't play team sports before then, but she was instantly hooked.
And I got home and I inhaled the contents of the refrigerator and drank a gallon of water. And then this huge smile spread over my face. I had never felt so good in my life.
She says it's like drugs, but all natural.
I was better than puppy dogs, better than chocolate, better than love, better than sex, better than, you know, turkey dinner. It was great.
Since she joined the team, Megan has continued to grow her mental and physical skills for the game.
And being able to use my body, I can't use my body in very many ways in real life, so this is strengthening it so I can use the parts of my body that work.
More than an hour into practice, the Bombers are still going strong. This is a fast-paced, fierce, full-contact sport that often wreaks havoc with the equipment.
Usually about, so there goes a pop tire. That's what it sounds like when the tires pop. It sounds like a gun goes off.
Family and friends give a hand to players by filling tires and keeping score. The sport was invented in Canada in 1977 by a group of quadriplegic athletes. Now it's played worldwide. To the untrained eye, it looks like a chaotic free-for-all. Behind Spencer, a wheelchair flips over and a player tumbles out onto the floor.
Sometimes you'll hit and go flying over. It doesn't happen too often, but it'll happen.
But Spencer says players rarely get injured. Driving up and down the court at high speed, Corey Puderbaugh scores point after point. He was another recruit from the local Y. Spencer met Corey when he was just 17 and spent 6 months talking the team into getting on the court.
He knocked me out of my chair my first practice, and I tried to knock him out. I had no success. And from there on out, I loved the sport.
3 years later, he made it on the USA team and won a silver medal in the 2016 Rio Paralympic Games. He's seen the world through wheelchair rugby, including Japan and Canada. He says though the game is rough, strategy is key. Corey compares murder ball to a hardcore game of chess.
Because you predict what people are going to do, but even then, it's a mind game after that to try and outdo the other person. So,
after more than 2.5 hours, the players finally start to wind down. Corey, Megan, and fellow player Josiah Sullivan reflect on their favorite part of the sport.
I think more of what you get off the court, just the friendship, the camaraderie.
Watching myself as well as other players grow over the years.
Yeah, lessons learned, being able to travel, meet new people.
Hitting, that's the best part about it, is hitting.
It's the joy at achieving something I never had an aspiration to achieve, and suddenly, look at me.
That's the best part, that's what we all enjoy. When you can see and we hit each other, we all smile.
It really is a test of personal will, you know.
At the end of the night, Spencer talks about why he got into the sport. At first, he wasn't interested in meeting other people in wheelchairs.
Most of them just complain about parking and wheelchair access, and I'm just like, I just don't want to listen to the complaints. I want to live life and, you know, and move on and do my thing. But once I got on a team and started being around other quads, I learned a lot more about myself. Yeah, it was a big eye-opener for me, really.
After a summer of practice, the Boise Bombers are going on the road to 5 or 6 tournaments around the country this fall. Confident in his team, Spencer says they hope to win big this year. For Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright.
And a special thanks to our associate producer, Hannah Gardosky, for taking some great pictures of the Boise Bombers in action. And you can see a slideshow on our website. Just go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. And if you want to see the Bombers, they will be playing a game of murder ball during the Treasure Valley Roller Derby this Saturday at Expo Idaho. And joining us live in studio to talk about murder ball is Bombers founder Spencer Larimore. Welcome to the program. So talk to me a little bit about when you first found out about murder ball.
Well, I didn't find out about the sport until after the movie came out.
Right.
And I was injured in 2000, and the movie came out in 2004. I didn't hear about it until 2005. It had been out a year already, and you know, we live in a fairly small town, so you know, there aren't that many quads around, and the sport just hadn't popped up here, and I hadn't even heard about it.
Okay, so then you see the movie, you hear about it.
I couldn't believe that there was such a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember seeing that documentary, and it first off, it was fascinating. It was some serious athletics that are involved in that.
Yeah. I had no idea that someone with the disability that I have could play in such a sport. I mean, it really blew me away.
So then you decide, okay, I got to put it.
Yeah,
I got to get
into this, you know. And it took me. It wasn't until 2008 when I moved to Dallas where I found a team there and got on a team.
So then how hard was it when you moved back to Boise 8 years ago? Here you'd been playing down in Dallas. You know, you knew what this was like to actually get a team together and convince people, because you said even in the piece that we just heard, you convinced Courtney, you're like, just come for one game.
Right. Yeah.
And now she's hooked.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It was surprisingly easy. I had a lot of people behind me. The folks at Fort Boise Community Center, Emily Kavark, worked with her, and the Utah team. My last tournament in Dallas, I worked with the Utah team to help bring equipment and stuff here to give mm-hmm. people a glimpse of the sport. And that's what we did. I set up a demo game with the guys from Salt Lake at Fort Boise and kind of showed them what the potential was. And once they saw that, you know, they put forth money for grants and we started getting chairs, and then there was a good handful of people we found. You know, we scoured the valley and found about eight other guys, and you know, off we went.
Talk to me about what this has done, not just for you, but the other people that play the game, because when you're injured, it's a life-changing injury. Your entire life
right.
changes.
Right, and you know, a lot of the rehab facilities, they get you put into a power chair. There's power chairs and there's manual chairs. And when you're quadriplegic, a power chair is a lot more easy to use. But when you get put in that, you're not using your physical abilities that much. You know, you let your arms kind of go downhill. Getting into rugby, people can push on a rugby chair on a hardwood floor a lot easier than trying to push across carpet. As a quadriplegic, you don't have the triceps and stuff to be able to push across carpet, but on the hardwood, you can actually move. Mm-hmm. So we're getting people out of power chairs and into a manual chair and pushing out there, and all of a sudden they're like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
And so it changes everything.
Well, and there was one person in the piece that we listened to where I really appreciated when she said, you know, there's so much in my body I can't use.
Mm-hmm.
But this allows me to use the parts that I can.
Right.
And that has to be a big piece of the puzzle for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a big thing. Once you're in that rugby chair and you're all strapped in, it all becomes one. You know, all your body parts end up helping you, mm-hmm. even though they don't work. You're still using them. So.
Well, what I thought was interesting, too, is once in a while when you guys practice, you practice against able-bodied people.
Right.
And
you have to. There's not enough quads here. So we bring in anybody that'll come and, you know, go take a beating.
Because you make a very good point. Because I think there's this misnomer. Able-bodied people get in the chair and they think, well, I got this. I can do it. And then you talk to them after and it's a whole different story.
Yep. Yeah, it is. Yeah. But we have some able-bodied players that have kind of made it their sport. That's, you know, they injured their knees and they came out and played and they realized, hey, this is pretty neat. This is fun and it's good exercise and they've been playing with us for years. Yeah.
I'm talking with Spencer Larimore. He is the founder of the Boise Bomber Wheelchair Rugby Team. The Bombers will be playing for the public this Saturday at the Treasure Valley Roller Derby Tournament at Expo Idaho in Boise. Okay, how much fun is this game?
Oh, this game's going to be incredible. Yeah, we've got three guys from Portland coming and a guy from Phoenix to combine a team to play against us. And they're going to be solid. Mm-hmm. We're pretty solid too, though, so it's going to be exciting. With Corey as a quad amp, and we have another quad amp from Portland coming. So those two head-to-head, it's going to be some high-speed, big hits. It'll be exciting. It's going to be a little bit different game than normal.
And this is a really physical game, yeah. Right? So how often do you guys train and do these practices?
Constantly, every day.
Yeah.
We practice twice a week, but when you're not at practice, you know, the next day you're pushing, you're going to the gym, you're riding hand cycles, you're doing whatever you can to keep on top of, you know, your physical shape so you're as tough as the other team because they're doing the same thing. Everybody's training like they're going to the Paralympics.
Well, like Corey, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the cost of this? Because even in when we were listening to the story, I mean, a tire popped. I mean, you guys are taking such big hits.
Right.
That, I mean, how often do you have to replace these wheelchairs? And I am assuming this is not cheap.
It isn't cheap. The chairs just went up in price. They used to be about $6,000, and now they're closer to eight or nine for a full, complete chair. We get grants. You know, there's Challenge Athlete Foundation grants, and you know, it helps pay for some of it, but the cost is pretty high. So, mm-hmm. So we rely on donations. We've set up a donation site on our Facebook site. So if you want to go there and click on the Boise Bombers, and give us a little cash. We'd appreciate it. Plus, we like the likes too. We've got, I think, like 1,050 likes right now. If we can end this show by 1,100,
wouldn't that be good? Yeah. So get out there and click that.
Yep.
So also, are you looking for more players? Like you said,
always.
Okay.
Always
so, so tell me about the players themselves. I mean, because when you go to tournaments, even though you play with able-bodied people, are they allowed to play in tournaments?
No.
How does all that work?
No. So in our league, in the United States Quad Rugby Association, USQRA, you have to have impairment in 3 of 4 limbs.
Okay.
To be able to qualify to play. And you go through a panel of three classifiers that are they're certified physical therapists usually that put you through some certain tests and they write the numbers down and classify you from 0.5 to 3.5, 3.5 being the most function, 0.5 being the less function. And you get a classification. And in that classification, you know, it kind of rates you at what your ability is.
So what you need then are able-bodied players who are willing to get hit and beat up for practice purposes, and then other.
We need some youth. We need our team's getting old, so we're looking for some.
You can't
younger.
Take those hits forever,
yeah, right? You can't. You know, there are some older players in the league. There's a guy that's like 73 that plays down in L.A., but you know that. The age range, it varies quite a bit. But, yeah, we're looking for new players. You know, anybody that has cerebral palsy, polio, MS, amputations, you know, born with physical disabilities, spinal cord injuries, they're the number one, you know, factor for this game. You know, all those kind of things all mix into as long as you have three of four limbs impaired, you know, you're legal to play.
And they can just get on your Facebook page and find out, like, when to come to practice, how to sign up, all that. Okay. I want to thank you for coming in today, Spencer, and talking about this. Spencer Larimore, he is the founder of the Boise Bomber Wheelchair Rugby Team. The Bombers will be playing for the public on Saturday at the Treasure Valley Roller Derby Tournament Expo Idaho in Boise. Good to see you, Spencer.
All right. Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.